In this bulletin, Queensland on the verge of a large COVID-19 outbreak. State governments urged to introduce short, sharp lockdowns to avoid economic damage. And in sport, Australian sailors come in second place in the men's two-person dinghy 470. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Queensland health authorities are warning the state is on the verge of a large COVID-19 outbreak. 16 new cases have been recorded and all are linked to the West Brisbane Delta cluster, which has grown from 1 to 47 cases in 4 days. A 17th case was also recorded in Cairns in the state's far north later today, but authorities are trying to determine whether it is infectious or historical. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says it's still unclear how the outbreak has spread from the initial 2 cases to other people.
I've got some more genome sequencing today that is starting to show that this virus is branching off, which suggests to me that those 5 initial cases in that family were fairly closely related to one of those 2 cases. There's still missing cases between them.
Paramedics in New South Wales say they are at breaking point in Greater Sydney's current COVID-19 outbreak. The Australian Paramedics Association says workers are contracting the highly contagious Delta variant and live in fear of spreading it to their families. The union is demanding improved personal protective equipment and rapid antigen testing. The state has reported 199 new local infections in the past day, and the source of 111 cases is under investigation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she doesn't want to raise expectations about the possible end of lockdown date and is encouraging more vaccinations.
We know we're putting a lot of pressure and attention on you, but please know this is to prevent hospitalisation and to get us out of lockdown. And all of us want to see that. And I know people in those 8 local government areas in particular have had a lot of pressure placed on them.
An analysis shows coronavirus lockdowns can cost the economy $570 million per week if about 50% of the population is vaccinated. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the economic cost to the country of managing COVID-19 reduces as vaccination rates go up. Economic modelling has also revealed that it is 5 times more costly if governments fail to introduce short, sharp lockdowns. Mr. Frydenberg says at 70% vaccination rates, dealing with COVID-19 will cost the economy $200 million per week.
So there's one very clear message out of the economic modelling, is that until we get to 70% and above vaccination rates, the economic imperative is that governments need to move fast to get on top of those cases. If they don't, we see lengthier and more severe lockdowns, which have a much more significant economic cost.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says contact tracers are working hard to identify any close contacts of new cases of COVID-19. The state recorded 4 new locally acquired cases, all linked to current outbreaks and in isolation for their infectious period. Victoria has banned non-essential movement for border bubble residents across state lines because of the threat of Sydney's Delta variant outbreak. Professor Sutton says the state may have another week or more of a trickle of cases.
We need to make sure that we can clear those remaining 3,000 primary close contacts and make sure that no one has been out in the community during a potentially infectious period that might kick all of this off again.
A Disability Royal Commission has found First Nations people continue to experience disability at significantly higher rates. About 45% of the National Disability Insurance Scheme plans are underutilised in remote Australia. Concerns have been raised about overly complicated application processes, inadequate funding, and a lack of cultural capability. Turning to the Olympics, Australian sailors Monique de Vries and Nia Gerwood have come 13th in Race 9 of the women's two-person dinghy 470. Matthew Belcher and Will Ryan have come in second behind Korea in the men's category of the same race. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, much the same, 14. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, cloudy and 10. Wollongong, windy, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, windy, mostly sunny, 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 19. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Cairns, similar conditions, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.